Blind Equality Achievement Month, Connections, Growth, Partnerships, and Progress by Daniel Garcia. In the National Federation of the Blind, October is Blind Equality Achievement Month. It is during this month that members of the NFB put forth an extra effort to make connections with our communities, grow our membership, leverage the relationships that we have built with community partners, and reflect on the progress that the organization has made to make life better for blind people. The December 2022 Blind Missourian featured an article I wrote about the Kansas City chapter's efforts during 2022 Blind Equality Achievement Month. I mentioned in that article that we had contacted the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority about the inaccessibility of the application to sign up for the complimentary paratransit service. Though an official of the KCATA then came to talk to our chapter in November 2022 about this and other issues, there was a subsequent lack of communication between the NFB and the KCATA in the following months. As a result, the Kansas City and Ivanhoe chapters passed resolutions in March 2023 asking the KCATA to have an ongoing conversation with us about transportation issues in Kansas City. The text of this resolution can be found in the June 2023 Blind Missourian. After passing this resolution, we took action by sending the text of the resolution to various KCATA officials. President Wright also wrote a letter to the KCATA explaining that the affiliate was willing to help the Kansas City and Ivanhoe chapters in any way to advance the cause of better transportation services for blind Kansas Cityans. This led to an in-person meeting with the KCATA on April 12. This meeting was very productive, and we then started meeting quarterly with them via the Microsoft Teams platform. During our quarterly October 11 meeting, we learned that the KCATA had created an accessible PDF to sign up for the complimentary paratransit service. We subsequently tested this document and found out that it was indeed accessible. Though this issue has been resolved, there's much work to do to improve the service they provide, and we will continue to provide productive feedback to the KCATA. On Wednesday, September 6, I received an email message from Kirby Huff, Blind and Low Vision Coordinator at The Whole Person, an independent living center in Kansas City. She explained that they were having a resource fair as part of their White Cane Awareness Month, and that they were offering us a table to distribute information. By mere coincidence, this resource fair would be held on October 11, a couple hours after our quarterly meeting with the KCATA. Needless to say that this was a very hectic and exciting day. This event gave us the opportunity to hand out NFB literature, which any chapter can obtain for free from our Independence Market. I am very grateful to Julie Dawson, Kathy Giffen, Willa Patterson, and Tony Waterhouse Leal for volunteering to help me represent the chapter at this event. I'm happy to report that one of the individuals who stopped by our table is Denny Pierce, who has recently moved from Iowa. He was involved in the NFB of Iowa and decided to join our chapter during our November 18 meeting. I also spoke with the other vendors, and one of them expressed an interest in sponsoring our upcoming convention. I'm grateful to Dave Hutchins for taking the initiative to invite Kirby to be a guest speaker during our April 8 meeting. I can only guess as to whether we would have been invited to the resource fair had we not been in Kirby's radar. We also had a guest speaker during our October 21 meeting. Missouri Federationists, no, Amy Wilson is one of our affiliate board members, but during that meeting, she was there in her role of CEO and founder of Safety Positive Foundation, an organization dedicated to problem solving the personal safety needs of the blind community. Not only does having guest speakers help to create more interest in attending a meeting, but it also serves to give members information about resources available to the blind community that we can use to improve our lives. People from outside of the organization can also have a great impact on our ability to carry out our programs and serve as great ambassadors between the NFB and the public. Sharon Bradford is a blind individual who on two occasions a few years apart received two CCTVs from us. She had wanted to pay us for the CCTVs, but we told her that they were a gift to her and that they had been donated to us. Although Sharon is not a chapter member, she eagerly participates in our annual fall nut sale, which takes place during October. She has many neighbors and church members who eagerly anticipate the goodies we sell from Farmstead Nuts and Treats. She gets us lots of orders, oftentimes outselling some chapter members. I think that is fair to say that she has paid for those CCTVs several times over, and she has done it in a way that is more enjoyable to her. When President Riccobono started a conversation in the chapter president's mailing list on October 30 about what chapters are doing to widen the circle with regards to fundraising outside the NFB, I reply with Sharon's story, and this is an example of what our chapter does. As I write this, it is one day before Thanksgiving, and I am again filled with gratitude for the 16 individuals from seven different states who founded the National Federation of Blind in Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania on November 16, 1940. I am also grateful for the generations of Federationists who followed and worked hard to make life better for all of us. Let us all commit ourselves now to continuing the fight. The work we do now may or may not benefit us, but it will surely benefit future generations of blind people. I am also filled with gratitude for a growing chapter with many talented and dedicated individuals who are the leading force in representing the interests of all blind Kansas Cityans.